Praise the Lord.
Saints, we have harvest, grape harvest today. Anybody willing? And don't you all say, I've got this to do. We've got grape harvest, all right? All right. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loved me. He who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. The Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. We thank you, Lord, for this faith and this grace. Oh God, this excellent knowledge, this divine operation of grace, help us now to worship you in spirit and in truth. We are gathered in your name by your divine decree. Thank you, Lord. Help us now is my prayer in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for salvation and healing in the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for bringing our brother David back to us this hour. We pray for continued healing. Thank you, Lord. Raise up Teresa, Lord. You are the healer. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You all know the Lord to be the healer?
Yes. Thank
you. None else could heal? All our souls' diseases. He forgiveth all of our iniquities. Healeth all of our diseases. Is that the Jesus you know?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I heard Brother Driver singing, telling us who to fear.
Yeah, Lord.
All right. Let's take heed to our words, Brother Driver.
Yeah, Lord.
He said, I will forewarn you.
Yeah.
Y'all hear him sing that song?
Yes,
Brother Driver, did you sing it?
Yeah, Lord.
Oh, come on. Talk to me, brother.
Yeah,
you said, I will forewarn you.
Yep.
Yeah. Who to fear?
Yes, Lord.
So we're going to take heed. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're going to fear the Lord. There's no wisdom otherwise. Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. We're not going to please God without the fear of God. Praise the Lord. So let your fear be upon us. And thy dread. Some of us look like our hands in the cookie jar. And maybe that's because our hand is in the cookie jar. You think I'd stand up and exhort y'all to worship God that y'all would somehow light up? Praise the Lord. Maybe I'm expecting too much. Huh? Thank you, Lord. We have to present our bodies. Brother David said, I need the daily bread. Well, you have to show up and apply yourself. Else the daily bread won't do you any good. Huh? You have to use what you got. Now, David talks a lot. Y'all know that? Not at the right time. Don't say the right thing. See how that goes? The Bible said, you know, with much speaking, there's no lack of sin. If you talk a lot, naturally you're going to sin. The best thing to do is be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Let your words be few. Speak that which becomes sound doctrine. Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Huh? Speak that which is good to the use of edifying, that which ministers grace to the hearers. Am I preaching good? Now, much of David's conversation is not like that. Oh, David talks about this. He talks about that. Listen to what I'm saying, Brother Dave. We need to talk about Jesus Christ and him crucified. He's our life. So we speak of him. That's our whole purpose. He's purchased us so that we could glorify him. We got nothing else to do. We belong to him. This is legal, you know, or I should say righteous. That's a better word, huh? You know, since he purchased us, then we should do what he expects us. Is that righteousness? Okay, then. Now, let's not back up on that, all right? Hallelujah. We aren't careful, we'll be deceived. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. You know that's what make for perilous times. Perilous times shall come, dangerous times. Dangerous. But there's things around us. Certainly our adversary would move us away from the circumspectly walking so that we are at ease in Zion, so that we're slowful and lethargic. You understand? When the words say perilous times shall come, and then we lollygag and follow after the world, that's foolish. Then we call God a liar. That is just unbelief. Hallelujah. It is this sin that does so easily beset us. Unbelief. Glory. It's pretty sticky stuff, you know. You think you've gotten rid of it and it's still hanging on. It's pretty sticky stuff. Absolutely. That's why we should give all diligence, all diligence, all diligence to make our calling and our election sure. Why? Because we're saved. And this is what saved people do. They make their calling and election sure. They work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. All right? Are we going to do it this morning? David, your hand's not in the cookie jar, is it, brother? If it is, get it out. Repent. Say, forgive me, Lord, for my hand being in the cookie jar. And you all know I have experience with that. Absolutely. You do too. Let's get some life out of it. Anybody ever had their hand in the cookie jar? Glory, glory. That means you're caught red-handed. We still say, no, not me, but, you know, the Holy Ghost always catches red-handed. You know what we say? Not me. That's deception. The truth is to make us free. To the truth, we should also always say, amen, amen, amen. Huh? You going to say amen this morning? Yeah, much of David's conversation ain't right. Now, he can talk right, but of course he'd have to get his heart right, get his mind right. Now, same with us. We can talk right, but we won't apply ourselves to do it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It would be our wisdom, though. Hidden things of darkness. Y'all know there are hidden things of darkness? And there are hidden things of light. Y'all know that? Let me see. We'll just go right down the line. Rachel's coming today. Lord willing. She'll want some okra. Lord willing. Hallelujah. We have plenty. Yes, we do. Ain't God good? Thank you, Lord. Of course, we need to be faithful with it. We need help with faithful. It's very important. It's essential. The God that calls us requires it because he's faithful. He's got us. Guess what? He's going to be faithful. Can do nothing else. He will sanctify us wholly. See? That our whole spirit, soul, and body might be preserved blameless. So we should hold fast our profession of faith because he's faithful that promised. See? So faithfulness is required in all things. I'm endeavoring to be faithful this morning. All right? I'm well able. So are you. All that God requires of us, we can do. But we're quick to show that we ain't going to do it, even with the smallest thing. And you know, if we don't do the smallest, we're not going to do the greatest. I know we'd like to go down to Waldboro and heal all the sick, but we won't even apply ourselves in the daily bread. So God's not going to give that to us. I know that we like to expound all mysteries and prophesy about all things, but we can't even join into the worship. So you know he's not going to. Y'all hear me talking? And we think it has nothing to do with faith. But we think, well, if I, you know, puff myself up and act like I'm somebody, God's going to give me stuff. Well, that's not what the Bible says. You're going to get something from God, you'll have to humble yourself. Huh? God don't want to hear about how great you are. That's a lie. And he's the truth. If we speak of greatness, we speak of him. We ascribe unto thee greatness, righteousness, majesty, honor, glory. Now, see, I'm talking like this. What we should do is somehow do something like, amen, right, brother, light up in the face. I'm telling y'all what to do. Come on, David. You can do it. I've seen your face light up. I've seen your face light up, brother. Hallelujah. And y'all know I tell everything, right? All right. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, thank God. Glory, glory. I've seen David talking about Christine. His face lights up. Stupid. See, I'm going to be honest. He talks about ice cream. He talks about driving that old Honda. His face lights up. I talk about Jesus. He looked like his hands in the cookie jar. He's not the only one. I'm just making an example. Yeah, our looks, they tell on us. Because I'm here and I see our faces. Yes, I do. You're not going to lie to me. At least I'm not going to believe your lie. I see all of you all get animated. I see you all get lit up. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I see some of you move with purpose when you're doing what you want to do. Now I can't. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Bakia. You see how much that means? It's just affirmation. She said, that's the truth. Y'all could do that. Hey, can't you do that, David? Can't you say that's the truth? That'll help you out then. Don't sit over there and act like your cat got your tongue. Can't you say that's the truth, brother? Well, praise the Lord. Y'all get with it this morning. Huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I was blessed to see Brother David show up. That's giving glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I was in a situation where I didn't show up, but I wasn't in my right mind. So what happened when you don't show up? Y'all don't like the way I talk to you. That's not my excuse. That's the truth. I was not in my right mind. I didn't show up at the tabernacle when I was supposed to. Y'all don't know? Y'all weren't here? Y'all know, but I tell the truth about it, though. I wasn't in my right mind. Thank you, brother. It was the truth. It is the truth. Hallelujah. Now I got a mind to go to the tabernacle. That's my right mind. Or what about when we don't have a mind to go? I'm going to preach like this. I don't care. You can get up and leave. Well, when we don't want to go, when we don't go, our mind ain't right. We're not casting down imaginations and bringing thoughts captive. And we're not walking in the victory. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Hallelujah. I hear some saying hallelujah. Now, if I have to tell you every time, God's not going to accept it. I'm going to say hallelujah, sister. Say praise the Lord, brother. Say that's the truth, brother. That's a bunch of excrement. Yeah, that's a bunch of excrement. Come on, saint. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And when you're doing what you want to do, you're right. You don't need no guidance. Oh, you're inspired, motivated, encouraged, on fire. Yes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. The Bible talks about, well, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. That's what's in the world.
lust of the flesh is what moves us away from the things of God because they're contrary. What the flesh desires and what the Spirit of God desires are totally opposite. So we just need to follow through with that. Now, some of us in here, y'all listen to me, we eat like pigs, even though our faces are pretty or whatever, still, and it shows up on our frame. And no matter what I say, what you need to do is ask God to help you. Don't lie and say, God can't help me with this. See? Don't do that. And while you do that, you rail on everybody else about their fault. Don't you understand what you're looking at, huh, is a mote. You know why? Because the beam is in your eye. And we aren't going to get the victory until we work against the lust. You understand that? And don't say if you eat like a truck driver or, you know, that you ain't overcome by lust. But we don't care unless it's called adultery. See, that's how our mind goes. And that is adultery, you know. That's unfaithfulness to God. When we don't apply ourselves to deny ourselves, to curb our appetites, you know, to abstain from fleshly lust that war after the soul. I know we reward ourselves, huh? I put up with Pastor Rice all day so I can eat all this stuff. I admit, reward myself. You're not rewarding yourself. Understand that? You putting up with Pastor Rice all day is your reasonable service. The God who called you requires it. Hallelujah. You should rejoice to do it. Brother, you're going to get excited. Come on, brother driver. Hallelujah. What can I do? Well, we could, you know, tape your mouth up, tie your hands behind your back. But come on, saints. As soon as you got free, you do it again. I got a scripture like that. I'm going to read it too. In fact, I sent it to y'all this morning. Did y'all read it? Huh? It knew how to deny itself and not eat too much and not eat too much of the wrong thing. But after it had known that, it turned from it and began to eat too much again, especially too much of the wrong thing. Huh? I told Sister Rose, I'm on a food reduction plan. Absolutely. Yeah. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. I have to. I mean, I got to live the life that I preach. I could stand to reduce eating. Y'all know I like to eat. I'm not picky like y'all or some of you. Absolutely not. I was raised in an environment that didn't cultivate me being picky. Huh? How about that? You too, huh, Tim? Praise the Lord. But we learned the way of the heathen. They're picky, even though they have nothing. You know these welfare recipients are picky? No? Thank you, brother. They are. Ungrateful, unthankful, unholy. Now, we should give thanks. I mean, that's the simplest thing we could do. But we have to learn where it comes from. It doesn't come from the lips. No. It comes from the heart. And the reason we have trouble with giving thanks, our heart's not right. We think for us to actually say something that sounds like this, thank you, Lord, that it's not right. How do you know? Well, I stand here every day and I have ears and I don't hear some say, thank you, Lord. They purpose. I'll look them in the face and they'll purpose not to open their mouth. Well, what can you do with like that? Huh? Huh? That's just, whoa, help me, Jesus. And see, they look at me, why should we give thanks? Well, you all might as well go home then. If you don't know why, you should just go home. You ain't even started. Huh? This class is too high for y'all. Y'all need to go back to the kindergarten. Y'all don't know you need to give thanks. You're in the wrong place. In everything. Brother Driver, you can thank God. You can thank God, brother. Now, see, when I have to prompt you, it's not good. The Holy Ghost in you should cause you to do it. Oh, but we resist that, Pastor Rice. I know it. But if you wouldn't resist it, you would hear him say, don't resist me. We're between a rock and a hard place then, aren't we? Huh? Y'all hear the Holy Ghost, you know what he would say? Don't grieve me. Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Come on. Brother Kevin, I know you can talk back there. What a preacher. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. When you sit over there with these brothers, then that's all. I can hear you all over the place. I don't even try. You know, if I were nosy, I could hear what I could get in on their conversation. Now, I guess we shouldn't say thank you, Jesus. Let Pastor Rice do it. Well, he's going to do it. Hallelujah. It's right to do. I'm going to set a good example. In conversation, in charity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, really, I'm grieved to see the fat ones around here, especially when they just keep doing the same thing. Come on. And some have enablers, you know, praise the Lord. Now, like-minded came to me. And Rose and I have been a few places. We went to where my son got married, Myrtle Beach. Like-minded. We were purposed to have a bottle of water in the car. We went down to Walterboro the other day. We purposed to have a bottle of water in the car. Now, some are like-minded. We're going by Happy Joe's over there. We're going to stop and get some of that barbecue. Me and Rose mine ain't like that. When we leave, we're like-minded. There are some just the opposite. They take every opportunity. We're going to stop at Fat Jack's, Happy Joe's, and Sloppy Pig's. Come on. Now, that's the same. I'm talking about the same thing. That's the wrong mind. That's the wrong mind. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You need something, you go down to the Dollar Tree. That's foolishness. Everything that we need, we have right here. Absolutely. We can accommodate anybody's diet. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. So why do you ask down that we got pears here? Huh? Why go downtown and buy some? Huh? We got beets here, don't we? Or did we run out? Why go downtown and buy some? We got bananas. We have faith in God. Which means that whatever we got, God will make it work. Huh? But see, this is the mind that I talk about when I talk about earth, when I talk. We always go to something we don't have that to trust in rather than what we have. That's not faith. That is not faith. Huh? If I was sick, I wouldn't tell you go downtown and get me something. No, I would not. Huh? No, I would not. Maybe I'd say pray for me. Praise the Lord. But the first thing come to some of its mind, go get me some pineapple juice. Go get me some cranberry juice. I'm preaching good, ain't I, David? Amen. Say amen, brother. Amen. That's just a bunch of foolish. There's nothing wrong with the stuff in itself. It's just that you trust in it and you don't trust God. Now, how foolish for us to trust in some damn cranberry juice and we won't trust in the living God. We're not even, come on. How foolish is that? How foolish is that? Huh? Who do you lean on? Where do your help come from? Help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I guess I better quit. I'm not afraid, though. Y'all understand that. You know, whatever the Lord wants to do is all right with me. Hallelujah. But it's like pouring water on the duck's back. Really, it is. You'll never satisfy lust. Whether it's food, water, sex, or whatever, you won't ever get enough. Huh? But Jesus satisfied. Yeah, we can find contentment in Jesus Christ. But no matter anything temporal, anything tangible, we'll never have, you know, the rich man, they're just as greedy for gain. Yes, they are. No matter how much they have, they still want more. That's how lust is. Now, as a man, never satisfied. No matter how much you get to eat, you're going to do it again. You see? Hallelujah. Now the rest of a laboring man is sweet, whether he'd eat much or little. So that would tell me I should do more labor. That would help me to curb my appetite. And I know experimentally, when I'm active, my appetite is better under control. Absolutely. Yeah, well, it don't work that well. Try it again. Okay? Try till you get it right. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Well, y'all know some of us are lean and a little bit slow because of what we do. And y'all think it's me, but it's not. No, no, no. It's not me. If we're lacking, it's not our neighbor's fault. And it's not the God that it's not his fault. Huh? No. That's how we like to do it. Oh, yeah. You know, if I was at Victory, I'd get it right. Well, if I was up at the upper room, well, as we do at the upper room, so we would do at Victory. I preach good, don't I? Yeah? As we do here and there, that's how we do. Yeah. And if God would take us to the kingdom, that's how we would. That's why we ain't going like this. Everybody understand? Because when we get there, won't be no change. Yeah, man's giving the change now. Don't mess with it. Don't mess with those giving the change. But when we get to the kingdom, won't be no change. Because the one there, he doesn't change. We'll be like him. We'll be like the God who does not change. Huh? We'll have met perfection. Excellency. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You all come on and stop it. Praise the Lord. Y'all stop eating too much food. It's not good for you. Spiritually or naturally. You think it's just natural? There's nothing like that. They're all related. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. So if your face lights up when you talk about Christine and don't light up when I talk about Jesus, you need to make an adjustment. Hallelujah. We should just think about him and light up. Huh? Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, serve the Lord with gladness. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Hallelujah. Yeah, let us not be unthankful, unholy. And really, it's not something that we say with our mouth. It's the condition of our heart. That's what thanksgiving is. That's why some aren't so well at it. They think it's something that they do. Absolutely, it's something that God does through you. Huh? Let him work. Y'all boasting of your spirituality. Well, y'all know what I'm saying is the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on, Brother David. You can get happy, brother. Yeah, you. Yeah, light up, brother. You and Brother Driver. Come on, y'all can get happy. I mean, if you want to, if you don't, it's all right. Okay. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we can be in the presence of the Lord. We have access by faith, by one spirit. We can enter right in. Hallelujah. So you can follow Gino's lead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Brother Gino always gets some help. Brother Gino said, man, I hurt. He said, when I don't stretch, I hurt. So, and when I stretch, I hurt. But if I don't stretch, I hurt. Hallelujah. So he stretches to keep from hurting. Huh? And he runs to keep from hurting. Hallelujah. Brother Terry runs. That's better than going to VA, ain't it? I talk too plain, don't I? We got an example right here in our midst. Come on. Why would anybody want to go? Hey, Neil, why would anybody want to go to VA? Look at the testimony over there. Hallelujah. See what I mean? Again, we go back to what we trust in, who we lean on. VA can never do what God can do for you. And he didn't make the VA for you. No, he gave you faith. That's what he gave for you. Huh? Not the VA. Not the VA. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. Well, do you love me? Yeah. That's why I'm telling you the truth. I didn't love you. I said, go to the VA. I said, eat all you want to. Eat all the greasy stuff. Yeah, be a pig. Yeah, but I love you. I said, don't stop that stuff. Yeah, put a knife to your throat. If you be a man given to appetite, put a knife to your throat. Huh? If your eye offend you, pluck it out. No. Now don't tell me I'm the one that make y'all eat too much. I know you come on, absolutely not. I'm not the one that make y'all choose the wrong items up there. No, I'm not. It's your own lust. Every man, huh? Is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust. Huh? When that lust is conceived, you can put it away now. You can arrest it, bring it captive. You know, like Jesus led captivity captive, you can lead that lust captive. You can bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. If you don't, it's going to captivate you. Hallelujah. Either we're going to be prisoners of the Lord Jesus Christ or prisoners of sin. Absolutely. Well, we're going to serve somebody. And we aren't going to say I'm a free man while we do what we want to do. We're somebody's prisoner. And I'm like Paul, I'm the prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Now that's what he's done for me. So I'm testifying. You could do the same. Why you all sit around? Somebody all say, yeah, I'm a prisoner too. But see, we think things like that's foolish. And then that's why we don't have no joy. That's why we won't have no peace. We just won't do what the Spirit says. Come on. Hallelujah. Yeah, this good instruction. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I got to do this. I got to finish here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Y'all know, they say Kurtz lost weight. I can't tell it. Well, he needs to lose some more. Huh? Praise the Lord. Yes, we do. I mean, we like indicators, don't we? Like gauges and lights. Well, look in the mirror. Come on. And look at the gauge. See? Look at the indicator. And it'll say, eating too much. Huh? Too much eating, not enough exercise. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. As it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. You all don't tell me that you have all this excess weight in the natural and you don't have it. That's not what Brother Stair said. Y'all believe the prophet? I'm going to hold y'all to it. All right? Huh? He said we're spiritually fat. That's why it shows up, outside fat. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Of course, we've conditioned the body in a certain way. I know personally, if I have a diet of fried chicken for a couple of weeks, that'll be probably all I won't eat. And when the shredded vegetables come around, I'll push them aside and get them because that's what I've conditioned my appetite. Anybody can do it. I told you about Kurt. Y'all want to hear Kurt's testimony? Huh? Well, when he first drank beer, he didn't like it. But he found out how to like it. Well, if you could do it with beer, I suppose you could do it with them vegetables. No? That's not the same principle? Oh, I see. I'm too wise for that, Pastor Wright. You're trying to trick me. Yeah, people can learn to like beer, but they can't learn to like green stuff. They'd rather get a delusion and say, oh, I can't eat that. You're never going to convince me that there's something you can't eat. Now, you may be convinced. Huh? And don't try to convince me that you can't, because I'll never be convinced. I don't care if you eat it and die. I'll never be convinced that there's nothing you can. No, I won't. No, I won't. Now, I don't want to step on your toes, but I just don't believe it like that. No, I don't. No, I don't. Now, you believe it like that, that's fine. You'll never convince me. You will never convince me. Absolutely. Hallelujah. There's plenty of good stuff that we can eat here that won't harm us, that won't, put too many calories in our bodies that we're not willing to burn. You understand? It's okay if you burn them off, but we don't want to do that either. Y'all quiet on me. Hallelujah. We want all the blessings of God. We just don't want to humble ourselves. Huh? But we don't want to be fervent. We don't want to strive. We don't want to pray. We just want all of God's blessings. Well, when we do that, that's God's blessing. You can strive, brother. That's the blessing of God. If you can rejoice in the Lord, that's it. If you can say thank you, Jesus, and somebody don't have to tell you, that's the blessing of God. So you lie, you lie, you lie, you lie. You don't want the blessing of God. You just want your own way. Hallelujah. Blessing of God when you can deny yourself, when you can lay down your life. That's the blessing of God. Somebody say amen. Yeah, when I preach and you look me in the eye and you don't look around at your neighbor, that's the blessing of God. Somebody say amen. Y'all look at me. Lock in on me. Praise the Lord. I'm the preacher this morning. Hallelujah. Well, it's the Holy Ghost preaching. Hallelujah. Striving is a blessing. It's also God's commandment. Don't be a transgressor. Now, some we are lackadaisical and we call it striving. We're just deceived. Striving is striving. And when you get done striving, you say, come on. That's not the way we enter in. No, come on. We put forth the effort when we haul the hay. Oh, but we don't know how to put it forth in the dining hall. I'm telling the truth. Because that's what we want to do. That's how we want to apply ourselves. You know, it's a shame when we show up and don't have an offering for God. If I couldn't run, I'd walk. But we come in here and we're so apt to just do what we want to do, how we feel. Come on. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we uphold before you, Sister Mary, Lord. Thank you. Touch her holy. Make her whole, Lord God. Raise her up. Deliver this distress. We pray in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We give you the glory and praise. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I've heard Marilyn's confession. I like it. She said the Lord's going to do right by me. And see, things like that will help you. If you can find yourself, not only does it help her, it helps me. You see how often I repeat it? That you could use your mouth for that. But we say everything and anything, huh? You know he's going to do right by you, don't you? Stop your complaining. Stop murmuring. Start giving thanks. And thank you, Lord, for doing right by me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just learned the way of the heathen. Really? I'm going on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I can get in a lot of trouble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I guess I am. I have a promise from God. How he will deliver. Hallelujah. Yeah, much of my young life, I was a little butterball. Y'all know why? Yeah. They didn't have to tell me eat up. Absolutely not. They didn't have to put sugar in it for me to eat it. Now, that's how it is. I've been there. I've done that. They put sugar in everything. We try to do it here. Yeah, it's not good stuff. When your appetite is like that, you're definitely on the wrong road. But God can deliver you. Some folks sweeten everything. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I told you about my nephew, Steve. Now, Steve's gone on to be with the Lord, I suppose. Huh? He's not with us anymore. Hallelujah. He's one of many sons. Many, my sister. Many's not with us either. And, well, that's what happened to men. Steve, like many, had many. I don't know how many children Steve had. Many had a dozen. Steve was one of them. And Steve, he probably had a dozen, too. I can't keep up with them. Now, how do y'all expect me to do that? Keep up with Minnie and her children, that I can do. But all the grandchildren, I can't do that. Huh? I can't do that. I don't even try.
Amen.
But at one point, Steve came to stay with us when we were at Fort Polk. And, of course, Steve would worship with us. Steve was a deacon. Yeah, he down there in the assembly with Elder Marbury. So he learned what I learned. But Steve would sit at the table, and then he'd put sugar on his beans. And I said, Brother Steve, we don't do that here. You know what he said? Okay, Uncle James.
Okay.
Now, saints, we don't do that here. See, that's you're never going to get your appetite right like that. No, you're not. No, you will not. No, you will not. If everything has to be sweet, you're going the wrong way. Absolutely. Now, I didn't mind Steve doing it. I said, we don't do that here. That's not our custom. We don't put sugar on everything. Huh? That's disrespectful to the cook. Absolutely. Praise the Lord, say. Oh, brother. Thank you, Lord. Just say amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, that's how folk like their preaching, too, you know. Hey. Huh? You, the sister that called in, she said, yeah, you didn't put no sugar on it. No, no good. Spiritual and natural. It's all right by itself. We don't have to embellish it. No, no, no. Stands on its own. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. David told me that Charlene chewed him out. I've been chewed out before, too. Larry came out to the woodpile once, chewed me out. I told y'all that. Yes, he did. He said, why are you always on my ass? He said it like that, you know. But David said, Charlene chewed him out and said, man, you need to get out there and help Kevin in the woodpile. Huh? Well, hey, that is true. But maybe Charlene shouldn't chew him out. Well, Charlene said, I wasn't chewing him out. Huh? Just telling him the truth. Hallelujah. Now, of course, we could take the old whip and drive him out there to the woodpile. That wouldn't be acceptable to God. So we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. Hallelujah. We get a cattle prod in here, so y'all get excited. That wouldn't be acceptable to God, so we're not going to do it. If y'all can't get excited by the Holy Ghost prod, then I guess you just won't be excited. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy. We have received mercy. Paul said we faint not, which means we continue. Huh? Some shall depart from the faith. That means they didn't continue. Hallelujah. Some are led away by the error of the wicked. I see. Thank you, Lord. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. So, the things of dishonesty, they're hidden. Of course, they are found out by the truth. You know. Thank you, Lord. But to those who love not the truth, then they're hidden. Or those that know not the truth. All right? And it works in the reverse. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Paul said, if our gospel be hid, and it's hid, it is hid. But it's hid to them that are lost. Huh? And whom the God of this world has blinded their minds. They think they should eat this stuff. They think they should disregard Pastor Rice's instruction. Huh? I said, come on. The God of this world has blinded the mind of them that believe not. We believe. Sometimes we don't believe, though. That's called unbelief. That's the sin that we need to lay aside. We have instructions for that. Therefore, let us lay aside every sin, every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us. So the gospel is hid, the things of darkness are hid, and they'll be hid to anybody, even you, if you don't walk in the light. That's how the things of darkness are manifest. So I speak the truth, that's light. The word of God, that's light. Hallelujah. When you disdain it, refuse it, then it's hid. Okay. So don't blame me now. Hallelujah. It's there for the getting. God would that you be complete. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts. He's written his laws in our hearts. He's put them in our mind. So, you know, when we don't measure up and we're just not believing God, again, it's unbelief. And it causes us to be hard. You know, absolutely. It gets you farther away, not closer. And there's no other way. We'll just have to believe God. Yes. Hallelujah. And we're blessed to have the ability. Y'all know that you can say to the world, y'all believe God, that's not possible. But to you it is. It is given. Yeah, we can see, we can hear. We'll have to apply ourselves, though. I see some faces here that say I'm not applying myself. They run into some deception. They say, I can do this now and it'll be all right later on. There'll be no consequences. That's never the case. That's never the case. That's never the case. Hallelujah. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Oh, I mock Pastor Rice every day. Well, payday's coming. I sit in there and, I sift through that stuff he tell me and I throw away the bad and I keep the good. Well, payday is coming. Well, Bible says so. Hallelujah. You're going to be weighed in the balance. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. To give light of the knowledge of the glory of God. We know we ought to rejoice. We ought to act like we know. You know. Thank you, Lord. You do know, don't you? When they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Well, we could put that up for discussion. When we do, we depart from the truth. That's what men like to do. That's what your mind like to do when I preach. We like to put the word of God up for discussion, don't we? What does that mean? That means we run it through our carnal mind. And then it's good for nothing. It's just like salt that's lost its savor. Oh, the word of God in the carnal mind, good for nothing. Good for nothing. Good for nothing. But we have this treasure, thank you, Lord, in the earthen vessel. That's so we can give God the glory. So we know this excellent power is not of us, but of God. Can't y'all testify to the treasure that's in you? Hallelujah. In you? In you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed, perplexed, not in despair. Persecuted, not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Is that all right? Christ in you, you in him. Hallelujah. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Well, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Give us some trembling, Lord. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Hallelujah. But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Praise the Lord Jesus. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. Hallelujah. Wisdom of man said, well, you know, I have VA benefits. Why don't I use them? See? We got all this fat food, fattening food up here. Why don't I eat it? See? That's the wisdom of men. That's not the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. It's available to me so I can, no, deny yourself. Use some discretion. Hallelujah. They say that that's the better part of valor. We need discretion. That goes with sound judgment. Absolutely. Not like this, not that way. Praise the Lord. I see, praise the Lord. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. What would you say about the wisdom of men? It's foolish. Yes, it is. That's why it won't receive the wisdom of God. You know what your wisdom said about God's wisdom? Yes, it's foolish. You mean I shouldn't go to the VA? That's foolish, God. Hey, y'all listen to me preach this morning. That's foolish, God. I served my time. I got my benefits. No. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have benefits. He daily loadeth us with benefits. See? Now, do we esteem them? Now, since he daily loadeth us with benefits, we're going to take advantage of them, aren't we? Huh? Now, the wisdom of man won't do that. Wisdom of man says, I'm going to take advantage of all these other benefits, but the benefits of God, I'm not going to take advantage of. And when Pastor Rice preach about it, I'm not going to hear him. Now, we like benefits. How about the benefits that God daily loads us with? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe we don't esteem them as benefits. He said the best sign of appreciation is use. Huh? God's given us his good spirit, faith, hope, and charity. Should have brought in his love in our hearts. Huh? To appreciate that we would use it.
Hallelujah.
Giving us a light, we'd walk in it. Huh? We appreciate the light, we'd stay out of darkness. Glory, glory. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Thank you, Lord. Well, the things of God, man naturally disdain. That's why we must be born again. And that's our testimony, isn't it? So I expect y'all to get excited. You know, the natural man don't receive the things of God. It's impossible. That's why he made you a new man. Huh? Circumcised,
yes,
baptized,
yes,
huh?
Yes.
Or risen to walk,
yes,
in the newness of life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, praise your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, and it is a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom, it is hidden. Praise the Lord. Which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Which none of the princes of the world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. They wouldn't have crucified him. They walked right into the trap. And that's what happened when men walk in darkness.
Amen.
They fall in the pit that they dug for themselves.
Amen.
So in them crucifying the Lord, They signed their own death warrant. I'm not talking about the ones that did it. I'm talking about the ones that, the evil one. Because the ones that actually did it, God said, forgive them. Oh, but to the devil, he didn't say forgive him. To all the evil angels, he didn't say, there's no forgiveness for them. But to the men that was used, yeah, God said, Jesus said, Father, forgive them. There's no forgiveness for Satan. There's no forgiveness for any of the fallen angels. See what I'm saying? There's forgiveness for you. Paul, a persecutor to the church, a murderer, injurious, huh? Hey, God forgave him. Paul understood that. That's why Paul writes like, don't you understand that God's forgiven you? Hallelujah. Let's find occasion to put it in our conversation. Don't worry about somebody calling you a do-gooder. Hallelujah. Just tell them you're saved by grace. Tell them you're glad about it. Tell them you're not ashamed. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Hidden wisdom. Thank you, Lord. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. That's quite something, huh? The things which God hath prepared for you, for them that love him. And things like this won't brighten our countenance. No, it will. Don't say should. It will. Because we'll have to attain unto it. Hallelujah. Well, we'll have to stir up our pure mind by way of remembrance. Hallelujah. I mean, we get excited about things that eyes have seen. Don't we? Things that ears have heard. Huh? So certainly we can get excited about things that eyes have not seen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. What?
Hallelujah.
Huh? You know, by the grace of God, we've seen it, you know.
Hallelujah.
It's been revealed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It says right here, God hath revealed them.
Yeah.
The things that eyes have not seen nor ear heard. No man have even perceived it in the heart. Can't do it. But we have the revelation by the Spirit. Now, we don't attain unto it because unbelief keeps us back. That's why we like to meditate on other stuff. Huh? We have to stay in the path and, huh? We'll get to the nectar. Y'all know there's honey in the rock. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You're sick with it. Oh, yes. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. You know that light, Jesus Christ. John bare witness of the light. He was not the light, but he bare witness. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness. So are we. The true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Ye were sometime darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. Whatsoever doth make manifest is light. You know, the light is hidden from some. Praise God, but there's nothing hidden from the light. Everybody understand that? Yeah. There's hidden things of darkness. They're not hidden from the light. Come on. Hidden things of dishonesty. They're not hidden from the light. Now, the light as bright as it shines is hidden from the blind. Y'all understand that? If you have eyes to see. Praise the Lord. See the bright light shine just about home time. I can see my Father standing at the door. This world is about a wilderness. I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Hallelujah. Let your light shine. Glory, glory. Oh, come on, Sarah. You can look better than that. Well, y'all wear me out in here. I tell y'all good things, sing good songs, and my y'all. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your help. I hear you talking, Brother James. He's a very present help. Thank you, Lord. Wherefore, he said, wake thou that sleepest. Arise from the dead. Christ shall give thee light. Paul said unto me that am the least of the all saints. What an example of is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery and from the beginning of the world, which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God. Hallelujah. Well, you're dead. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Now, the world's not ever going to find your life. You need to do that. Huh? You need to find your life in Christ because it's hid. So that means we must walk in the light, continue in the pathway. Hallelujah. The world's never going to find your life. No. Praise the Lord. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. We're talking about the light of the world. The world knew him not. He came into the world. Huh? The world was made by him, but the world knew him not. He even came to his own. Sad, sad, sad. They received him not. But as many as received him, Brother Driver, them gave he the power to become sons of God. Hallelujah. If we continue. Y'all understand power to become. That means we have authority to be just like Jesus. And if we're going to be just like Jesus, we'll have to continue in the way of faith. We have authority. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. We should be called the sons of God. Hallelujah. When people want to know about your lineage, you tell them you're God's son. Hallelujah. Isn't that the truth? Say, I'm Abraham's seed. Heirs according to the promise. Hallelujah. The Spirit of Christ is in me. I, Abba Father. Hallelujah. When Jesus was talking to the disciples about going away, he said, I go to my Father and your Father. See, how about that? So our Father in heaven, Jesus, my brother. Hallelujah. My kinsman redeemer. Hallelujah. My glory in the lift of my head. Keeper of my soul. The one that made me whole. Who? Jesus. He told me to take up my bed and walk. Praise the Lord. Wash my sins away. Oh, happy day. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, the Lord's got a hook in my jaw. I got to do this. Okay. Praise the Lord. I'm not complaining. I am blessed. So are you. Huh? Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. Many prophets and wise men desire to see it, but they haven't. But hey, yeah, blessed are your eyes. Blessed are your ears. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Blessed are your feet. Glory. Anybody know about the Holy Ghost that put dancing in your feet? Hallelujah. Huh? Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus said to Nicodemus, except you be born again, you can't see the kingdom. Hallelujah. Well, except you be born of the water and of the Spirit, you can't enter in. Now, of course, some are going to see and not enter. Y'all know that? How sad. How sad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Amen, amen. Let me find this one. I've got a few here. Help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. It says here, but it happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. But before that, I think it says it would have been better not to have known the way of righteousness than after having known it to depart from it. It's too late for us now. See, I mean, not to know it. Not too late for us not to depart from it, but it's too late for us not to know it. All right? Hallelujah. Too late for that. So we need to take heed and continue. Stand fast in the faith. Depart not from the faith. In the latter time, some shall depart from the faith. You know why? They give heed to seducing spirits. Now, I write these things concerning them that seduce you. Don't be seduced. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to instruction that calls you to err. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Bless you, Brother Terry. All right, you shaking off some of them burdens back there? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. At the beginning, what did I write? Thank you, Jesus. Give God the praise. Oh, at the beginning, I said we have to pick grapes, huh? How blessed we are. Because when we come back from the grapes, we'll need to have some fruit. All right? Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Thank you, Lord. Brother Robbie, you doing okay? All right, all right. Good, good, good. So the way of truth, we read that in 2 Peter 2. The way of truth. It'd been better not to have known. Or the way of righteousness, which is the way of truth. The scripture also talk about the way that leads to life. That's the same way. It's the way of truth. It's the way of righteousness. It talks about a narrow way. Again, that's the same way. But it also talks about a way that seems right. And it talks about a broad way. Now, those are the same, too. Huh? Jesus said, I'm the way. That's the one we want to talk about. That's the one we want to stay in. The way. Hallelujah. That means as long as we stay in the way, we get to the desired haven, the place where we need to go. Walking in the light is same as walking in the way. In the path of righteousness, same difference. Huh? Hallelujah. And as sure, if you go to Walterboro, you'll have to stay in the path if you won't get there. You won't get there. You can start there, and if you turn, you won't get there. It's the same way with the kingdom. You can start in the path, but when you turn, you're not going to the kingdom. All right? Thank you, Lord. Of course, in the spiritual, it's subtle, you know. Praise the Lord. That's why we need discretion and discernment. Hallelujah. Then we'll understand a lot of our pastimes are detrimental. We'd find something else to do. Hallelujah. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there should be false teachers. That's just how it is. And mostly everything is false. God is true. Thank you, Lord. And you shall know the truth. Stay with it now. Amen. Many deceivers.
Thank you, Jesus.
gone out into the world. Many deceivers. That's how we know it's the last time. The heart is deceitful. Sin is deceitful. Absolutely. Word of God is true. Who privily shall bring in damnable heresies. And of course, there must be heresies. The Bible says so. Even denying the Lord. Now, we need to give more earnest heed to denying. Put it in the same category as neglecting. See, it's not just rejecting, but denying. That means on the surface or normally or lip service. And most do it that way. You all know that. We give lip service to being fervent, don't we? Yeah, we give lip service praying fervent. We give lip service to rejoicing, don't we? And we're perfectly content. We don't get on our face and say, Lord, help me do better than this. No, we don't, because we're content with it. See how deceptive it is? Huh? Praise the Lord. Well, God's not happy with that. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Yeah, he require better things of you, things that accompany salvation. All right? I'm going to get to the end, saints. I thank the Lord for his holy presence, his Holy Spirit, his long-suffering, his mercy, his grace. Thank you, Lord. So we'll just talk about the way for a while, and then we'll pray. The way of truth. Many shall follow their pernicious ways, deceitful ways, evil ways, by reason of whom the way of truth should be evil spoken of. Pastor Rice, he talks like we should have more faith in God than in herbs. He talked like we should not go to the VA. And if you don't watch, you're going to talk evil of them. I do say we shouldn't do it. You can do what you want to do. Hallelujah. Absolutely. Y'all can keep overeating, eating the wrong things, being lazy. You can, but you won't say, I didn't tell you. Understand? You'll say, yeah, I did it with full knowledge. Come on. I did it my way. That is the broad way, you know. It's the way that seems right. You know. We're not our own. Thank you, Lord. The way of truth, the way of righteousness. It'd been better not to have known the way of righteousness. You know that's the same, right? Way of truth, way of righteousness. Proverbs 12:28 talks about the way of righteousness is life. And in the pathway thereof is no death. Huh? That when you're in the light, brother, you're in the light. There's no death in there. No. Hallelujah. There's peace there. There's righteousness and joy there. That's when you're in the way. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Beware lest any man spoil you. And that's what the enemy comes to do. Steal. Ultimately to kill and destroy you. Huh? He's not after your stuff. He's after your faith. Thank you, Lord. Through philosophy, vain deceit, tradition of men, rudiments of the world, not after Christ. For in him, Jesus Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now, that simply means that whatever we need is in Christ.
Amen.
And if we get anything from God, it'll be through Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Whether it be healing or deliverance or salvation or anything,
Amen.
We'll have to get it through Jesus Christ. Huh? Yeah, he'll give you a happy face. Hallelujah. Huh? Yeah. He'll make your joy full. Glory, glory. In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death. It's like the truth. There's no lie in it.
Amen.
No lie in it. Light, no darkness in it.
Amen.
And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master. This is from Genesis 24, when the servant was talking to Rebecca's father. Hallelujah. He said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who had not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth, I being in the way. Huh? The Lord led me to the house of my master's brother. Oh, yes. Proverbs 4:11, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. Oh, that's the same way you know. Where truth, where righteousness. Huh? Where it's all the same way. It's just a different, just like Jesus Christ, the Father, the Holy Ghost. Same, same, same. There's no same. Hallelujah. Different manifestation. Hallelujah. Going on in Jesus' name. But the path of the just is as the shining light, shining more and more unto the perfect day. Path, that means we're traveling. The greatest deception is we've arrived. I can't receive any more instructions. I don't need no more preaching. I don't need no more praying and seeking God. Now, we don't say that. This is a spirit. This is a spirit that will get a hold of you. And you'll say, I don't say that, but you do that. That's the spirit that's manifest. And we're told to try every spirit. We should try that one. Huh? If the spirit won't let you give God glory, you should try that spirit. Yeah, see if it's of God. Huh? Is it good? Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. The way of the wicked, that's another way. It's the broad way. It's the way that leads to destruction. It's the way that seems right to man. All right? So we know the difference, don't we? Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in the truth. Hallelujah. Do ye even to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Love thy neighbor. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Hallelujah. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Oh, yes. Enter in at the straight gate. Wide is the gate, broad is the way. And there's many therein. Straight is the gate, narrow way. That's the way that leads to life. There's only a few. All right. Hallelujah. Few there be that find it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. He identified himself to Moses as the I am that I am. Glory, glory. The way, the truth, and the life. Glory, glory, the resurrection and the life, all that we need. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones, dominions, powers, or principalities, God made them. Hallelujah, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. That's I am. I understand? Hallelujah. And he is the head of the body. That's you. The church. That's you. Who is the beginning? The firstborn from the dead. That in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Again, whatever we get, we'll have to get it through Jesus Christ. Whether it's wisdom, salvation, redemption, sanctification, we'll have to go through Jesus, the way. All right? And it is the way that we can't, the way is the way. If we're in the way of righteousness, we're not in the way of wickedness. Everybody understand? Now, we can't do that. We can put our hat on backwards, but Still, you know, we'll have to walk in the right way. Come on. One of Bunyan's characters was Mr. Looking Both Ways, huh? Oh, thank you, Lord. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. We're just saying that everything we need is in Jesus.
Amen.
And if we get anything from God, it's through Jesus. The way, the truth, the life. Huh? The beginning, the end. Glory, glory. The great I am. Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord. He was and is and is to come. He's your salvation. Hallelujah. He's our peace. Hallelujah. Broke down the middle wall or partition that were between us. Reconcile us to God. Hallelujah. Reconcile. No longer strangers and pilgrims. Fellow citizens. Hallelujah. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory. The glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Grace and truth, full of it. And of his fullness have we all received, because we've received Jesus Christ. So don't be deceived and let the devil tell you that you don't have it. Huh? Don't make him put your hands down. Don't make him put your hands down. Huh? Now the devil does that. Yeah. He's, you take that sword and put it back in you. Yes, he does. We shouldn't do that. How shameful. How shameful. Y'all know what the sword is? Hey, it's the word of God. In your mouth. In your mouth. In your mouth. Don't let the devil. No. Take that sword. Above all the shield of faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Romans 11:33, oh, the depth of the riches. We never get to the bottom of it. Both of the wisdom and knowledge. How unsearchable, and they are unsearchable. Are his judgments and his ways, they are past finding out. Glory. Oh, yes, for of him and through him and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever.
Amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or earth, there be gods many and lords many. And this is with the small g, because they are no gods. But there unto us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we in him. Let's give God the glory this morning. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, bless the Lord. We thank you, Father. Glory, glory. All right, who's going to pray for us? Brother Neil? Praise the Lord.
Your grace and your mercy.
Well, thank you, Lord. Pray for us, brother.
Help us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy again this day. I've come to realize that I don't really know the depth of your mercy until I need it most. So I need your mercy this day, Lord, your wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Help us, O God, to look to you for all things, that your name be lifted high in all that we do. Thank you for the opportunity to be in the vineyard that you have given us this day, Lord, that you bless the harvest. Thank you for your healing touch, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the quick work in your healing touch. Oh, we all know that you are our healer. And all my faith comes from you. We just thank you, Lord, this day, that your grace be upon us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Neil, for praying for us. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, all hearts and minds clear. Praise the Lord. All right, Maranatha saints, happy grape picking. Lord is coming. Yes.